I don't think I've ever met a teacher that thought that they were overpaid, and nor have I ever met a person who said teachers make too much money. In fact, you know, I was a president of Future Teachers of America in high school, and my dad told me, you know, teachers don't make any money. And I was okay with that, but boy, howdy, they really don't make any money. And if you look at it year over year right now, we're actually down, I think, 10% for inflation-adjusted dollars from where we were back in 1989, 1990, which is a dip, because it was pretty low back then. And our teachers, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and it's kind of not fair. When I look at that, I see our pay bands, and I think there's that first pay band, and it stops growing after a certain point, and it's pretty early on in a teacher's career. And I think we can do more there. And I think we can work with the teachers association, the teachers union, to get a good bargain for those teachers, ensure that we hear their voice. And you know, where I work, we use things like town halls and anonymous surveys and anonymous, you know, suggestion box, and you know, the suggestion box where you can always get some things that are pretty raw. I think those are a great way to kind of get some feedback, so you get a sense for how the individuals and the group feel about that, so that we're supporting them, compensating them fairly, and asking the right questions so that we can, you know, validate any assumptions that may exist.